Do you know what this is? I asked the CEO of a leading aerospace company. He stared at the napkin with an oval surrounded by notches. Of the 50 or so notches, more than 40 were bunched near one location. It looks like the conference table from the meeting we were just in. Excellent, I said. But what are those notches? I don't know. Tell me. These were the number of times participants were speaking for more than 1 minute. Can you tell me where you think you were sitting? Somewhat sheepishly, the CEO said, over here, I guess. Correct again, I said. And that's why you cannot participate on the core analytical team for the strategy development project, because everyone will be waiting for you to give them the correct answer. With dejected humility, the CEO acknowledged, I am sad to say, I think you're right. But what then would my role be? Actually, it's much tougher. Your role is to challenge everything we say in weekly progress reviews. Great, I was afraid I wouldn't be able to contribute. You will clearly contribute and shape the conclusions. I just don't want your people shaping the facts in anticipation of your answers. This little story underscores the essential nature of using outsiders to ensure intellectual honesty. It is not that people are dishonest. It's just that everyone wants to please the boss and get the right answers. Rather than anticipate answers and unconsciously filter data, a strategy coach helps clients discover what the data are actually saying, not what they think people want to hear. Sometimes, confrontation is a necessary part of honest, spirited debate to consider plausible options and contrasting interpretations. So who in your organization will risk being impertinent with your CEO? Consultants don't have Herculean courage because they don't need it. Courage is only required for those with careers to protect. Consultants are paid to be experts and thoughtful contrarians. Consultants are paid to say what clients need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear. If you're an employee with career ambition, that's simply not an option. Conversely, if you're a consultant, you couldn't care less about politics. You care about deliverables and results. Finally, consultants have a magic power employees don't have. They can often suspend company culture. When I run workshops, I establish a code of conduct for that workshop. There may ordinarily be a pecking order in companies, but if I sense it's preventing my client from getting the results they seek, I'll intercede and create my own dynamic. I'll create breakout groups and put all the loudmouth bullies together so that contributors in other groups can have a voice. I'll make clear that people who enter this room entered with their experience, but leave their guns, meaning their titles and positions of power, at the door. It is impossible for even professional employee facilitators to control a vice president who wants to rant. That situation is very easy for outsiders to handle, however, because the consultant has a voice around all those present and they know it. So they can demonstrate at least better behavior, if not always the best behavior. So in summary, for the reasons of ensuring intellectual honesty, applying expert advice from people without career risk, possessing magic powers to suspend cultural norms, and neutralize power politics, outside consultants can do what no employee, other than perhaps the chairman's offspring, can do: get results under pressure. I trust you found these insights helpful. To learn more about effective strategy execution and getting your strategy done, visit us at strategydone.com. And thanks for tuning in.